Danny, you go by Dan.
Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf Tes Vav. We'll start at the Mishnah on Yud Dalid Omid Bey. Zok the Mishnah. Koinem Shani Yoshon, Shani Medaber, Shani Mahalech. If a person were to go and say, I make a koinem, a neder, about not sleeping, about not talking, about not walking, or Ha'im Isha, on the side it says Ha'im Ali Koinem Shani Mishamshach, I place upon myself an Isser, not to go and be Mishamish Mita, in other words, not to engage in relations with his wife. All of these are binding the Dorim, Hari Zebla Yachil Devara. They're all binding. Now, on the surface, it's not so clear. For instance, the first three cases, we already had two blad ago in the Gemara. Then any time you make a neder, it's a neder on the Heftza and not on the action. This is a Dover Shein Meimamish. Koinim Shani Yoshan. I go and put a koinim, a neder, against sleeping. Sleeping is something which is an action. It's not a thing. So the Chayra, this is more in the category of a shvua than that of a neder. And the Gemara is going to deal with that in Yetz Hashem on the Omid Aleph. As well as how can it say that a person should prohibit himself from going living with his wife? Doesn't he have the mitzvah of sher ksus va'oina? And that Yetz Hashem we're going to deal with on the Omid Beis. And the Gemara begins. We started off koinim shani yoshin. Itmar, koinim einai b'shina hayoim em ishon lemachar. The Gemara is going to bring now a machlokes between Rav Yehuda Rav and the Rav Nachman. A person combined an iser neder together with a tanai. And as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, it's going to be important which comes first. Not the chicken or the egg, but is it the tanai or the iser? As we'll see. Say itmar. Koinim einai b'shin hayoim. A person made a neder not to sleep today. Im ishan lemacher, if I sleep tomorrow. Now obviously at this moment, we don't know whether he's going to sleep tomorrow or not. All we know is he puts an iser on himself to sleep today, on the condition if he sleeps tomorrow. So what do we do now? Omer v'yudom arav. Al yishan hayoim. Be careful, don't sleep today. Because you know what might happen? Shema Yishan Lamachar. Maybe tomorrow he will sleep. Maybe he'll try to stay awake, but he might fall asleep. And if he falls asleep, then he's going to violate his Tanai that he said, Im Yishan Lamachar. It's not really a violation. If you will, it'll be a fulfillment of the Tanai. But as a result of sleeping tomorrow, then it'll be awesome for him to go and sleep today. Since I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, said Vihina Marav, be careful. Don't go and sleep today, because perhaps Shem Yishan Lamachar. That's Rav Yehuda Rav. Rav Nachman Omar, no, I'm not concerned. Yishan Hayom today, you can go and sleep for 24 hours, no problem. V'lo Chashinan, I'm not concerned. Shem Yishan Lamachar. We'll worry about tomorrow. At the moment, he can sleep as much as he wants, and tomorrow he should be very, very careful not to go and sleep. Machlokes between Rav Yehuda Rav and Rav Nachman. However, Rav Yehuda, however, agrees to Rav Nachman that if it's the other way around, so we see over here how is it changed around. Both days he's talking about not sleeping. However, in the first case, he said, I'm putting on the Isser today. The Tanai is tomorrow. Im Ishan Lemachar. Here he's saying it's the other way around. Koinem ina b'shina lemachar. I'm putting the iser on me for tomorrow. Im ishan ayoyim, if I sleep today. So, in both cases, the chayr just be careful not to sleep today, and then you don't have to worry about tomorrow. And that's in fact Rabbi Marav said in the first case, don't sleep today, so you don't have to worry about tomorrow. In this case, where Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rav Nachman, that what? When he says the iser is tomorrow, the condition is today. So if I violate or if I fulfill the condition today and I sleep today, then I'm going to be ushered to go and sleep tomorrow. That's the iser. So now I would have thought that Rav Yehuda would, consistent with his earlier limud, say, Mister, don't go and sleep today, because if you sleep today, then you might sleep tomorrow and you'll be over the iser. No. Here Rav Yehuda agrees, he can go and sleep today. Mamishtamet lechari, the two cases are virtually identical. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Kiloi mizdair bitanoi, al bisurei mizdair. The nature of a person, even though basically these two cases basically come out the same. In other words, be careful about sleeping because you're going to be over on the neder. However, there's a major difference. What's the major difference? In the first case, we were talking about what was the neder. I will not go and sleep today. There's a neder on sleeping today. Im isha lemocher, if I go and sleep tomorrow. Says Rav Yehuda, when it comes to tenoim conditions, people don't take them that seriously. Why? It's only a condition. It's not the isser itself. And that's why Yerina Rav says, I'm very much afraid Shema Yishan Lamachar, because he's going to fulfill or violate this tonight, depending on which way you look at it. And therefore, if he sleeps tomorrow, there's going to be isser today. You're going to be over an isser. Says Yerina Rav, be careful. Don't sleep today, because I'm afraid he's going to go and sleep tomorrow. However, in the second case, he said, Koinim Eina Bishina Lamachar, the isser is on tomorrow. Im ishan ayom, if I sleep today, says Rav Yehuda, I'm not worried that he's going to sleep tomorrow. Because tomorrow he's going to wake up and he's going to say, uh-oh, I remember I put an isser on sleeping today. I'm going to stand the whole day. I'm not going to allow myself to sit down or to lie down. I'm going to make sure not to fall asleep. He's going to be very, very vigilant and very careful and very diligent, etc. So therefore, so you can go and be ishan ayom. What will be tomorrow? Tomorrow I have nothing to worry about. A person is mizdaher bi'isre. Okay, very nice. The distinction that Yehuda makes between the first type of neder and the second type of neder. So we're going to come back to that, but in the meantime, we go now to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah starts off tonight. Koinim shini yoshim shini mahalach shini medaber mechuli etc. Hey chidami. So before we get into this machloikis between Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, and Rav Nachman, first we want to understand the basics of our Mishnah. I don't understand, in such a case, how's the pshat in the Mishnah? Are you going to read it literally and understand it literally? Shani yoshan, we have a nidra. That's not a neder. Because for a neder to be chal, it has to be chal on a chavtza. V'hatzanan, like we learned in the Mishnah. Choyim b'shvu is mi benedarim, and chom b'shvu, and benedarim b'shvu is sh'ashvu is cholis adobah sh'yesh b'mamish, v'adobah sh'ein b'mamish. When you're talking about a shvuah can be chal on anything, because it's not really chal on a chavtza at all, it's on the gavra, it's on the person. So the person can go and make a shvuah that I will not eat, and I will not sleep, and I will not walk, and I will not talk, even though all of those are actions, but he's not talking about the action, he's talking about himself. I will not X, Y, or Z. So therefore, even though the X, Y, or Z may not be a double sheesh ben mamish, it doesn't have to be, because we're not talking about a chavtza, we're talking about a kav. Mash enkim in a dorm, but by nidorim, no, that's not the case. There has to be a chavtza. Fregdon v'shina double sheesh ben mamish. Sleep is something that you cannot feel. Can you go and grab sleep in your hand and say, oh, I have a shtickl sleep here? That doesn't make sense. Of course, it's not an object, it's a double sheesh ben mamish. So oy bazoi, so what's pshat in the Mishnah when he says, koinim shani yoshev? Mujmin jogin el di omar koinim einai bishina. Not that he just said koinim shani yoshev, but he said that there should be a koinim, there should be an iser on the chafsa of my eyes, that my eyes should not begin to go and close, and then cause me to go and fall asleep. So therefore we do have a chafsa after all. And our Gemara, it's mashed that he has to, in fact, enunciate his neder with those words, koinim einai bishina. But you remember we had the same discussion back in the earlier parak, and there the Ran said that was not necessary. If you look on Yud Gimel Amud Beis in the Ran, where we had an almost identical Gemara, where the Mishnah said, "Oim lechaber koinim pi medaber imach yodi oisi imach ragli malechas imach," and then the Gemara said, "Aye, but speech and working and walking are dovish ein by mamish." The Gemara said over there too. It's talking about, and then the Ran said on the right hand margin, about halfway on top, it's mashman azoi, mashman de koinim koi adibur, or mashman nami de koi aper, hilkoch kiven de stam de derm lahachmer, amrinan, the aper koi. So that when he used the words, Yoser or Koinim Pi Medaber, even though it would be a toss-up, was he focusing on the Pi, or was he focusing on the Medaber? Since we go Lahachmir by Nedarim, we say that it goes on the Peh. And therefore, says Vaita the Ran, Rikavosa Bashasti Amrinan, Bi Oimer Upurusha Nasa Ki Oimer. See here too, when the Gemara says Bi Oimer, when he expresses himself, Koinem Einai Beshino, we can learn it the same way the Ran learned over there, that he didn't actually say Koinem Einai Beshino, but rather he said Koinem Shani Yosha, but that's what he had in mind when he said Koinem Shiyosha. Or perhaps we can say that even the Ran would agree over here that he actually has to verbalize Koinem Einai Beshino, because over there at least he said the word Pi, Koinem Pi Medaber. So the Shaila was, what was his real emphasis? Was it on the P? Was it on the Dibur? Safik Nidar Lahachmir, and therefore it's Ki Oimer, it's as if he focused entirely on the Peh, and he's saying that he also Pila Diburi, but here he didn't even mention the word Ayin. Anyway, regardless, the point is that our Mishnah is Mishnah Zegeferlach, either that we explain the Mishnah, or that the Mishnah in fact is talking about a situation where he specified the eyes, Koinam Einai Bashir. Okay, so that resolves and addresses the first issue. But I have another issue. The words Koinem Shani Yoshin, there is no deadline over here. It sounds like for the rest of my life, I'm not going to go and sleep. A person could make a Koinem Shani Medaber. He's not going to be able to hold out probably for more than a minute or two. But he could theoretically stop talking for the rest of his life. But a person can't say that I'm going to sleep for the rest of my life. Obviously, that's impossible. If you're going to go and tell me that he didn't give a specific time limitation, he just said blanket statement, Shani Yosha, Mishav Kinele Ad Over Isser Bal Yachel. He's never going to come to the Isser Bal Yachel like it says in our Mishnah, Harizeb Lo Yachel Dabarat. Why? Because of the famous memra of Rabbi Yochanan. From Rabbi Yochanan, Shavua Shloi Ishan Shloi Shiyamim. What happens if a person makes a Shavua? Not an Eid, a Shavua. I make a Shavua, I'm not going to sleep for the next 3 days. Malkin, or he said, we give him Malkis on the spot, the Yishan Alter, he can go to sleep immediately. Why do you give him Malkis? After all, he didn't violate it yet. Okay, if after 2.5 days he finally falls asleep, then give him Malkis. Why do you give him Malkis Miyat? So the top Ran tells us, since we're talking about a Shavua, and obviously the Shavua is for what? Says the Ran, Malkin, oh, he's a Mishavu Shavua Shav. Because what he said is ridiculous. It's impossible to go 3 days straight. Try it out. You'll see, it's impossible to go 3 days straight without sleeping. So therefore, since he's obviously going to violate the Shavua, and therefore this is a Shavua Shav, so you get Petra goes to Shavua Shav. The Yishal Alter, now you can go to sleep right away, because the Shavua is not binding on him. The reason why we are giving him Petra is not because of the violation of the Shavua, but because of the utterance of a Shavua Shav. Whether you have to say Hashem's name or not, a Gemara doesn't go into that. But the point is, Shavua Shav, you give Petra for making a Shavua Shav, and you can go to sleep immediately. So what do I see from that, says the Ran? That just like the Shavua was not chal on him to go and prohibit him from sleeping, he didn't have to go and try as best as possible for the next 3 days to take all types of drugs to keep him up, or to run the marathon, or to stand in cold weather without any sweaters or anything to go and keep him. He didn't have to do that. He can go and Yishal out, because his Shavua is meaningless. So then this Neder is also a meaningless Neder if there is no time limitation. So he's never going to be over Bal Yachel. The next Shtikul Ran at the top, Yishal out. In years, so he can go to sleep immediately. She'ein Shavua Cholali Osriklau. There is no Shavua that was Chal to prohibit him from sleeping. A Shavua was Chal to be Oivan Shavua Shav, but no Shavua was Chal to prohibit him. V'achanami, Heichi Chayim Neder, said the Neder also was not Chal. So if the Neder was not Chal, what does it mean in the Mishnah? Hari Zeb Lo Yachel Devaroi. There is no Bal Yachel Devaroi because he's never going to be Mechal Devaroi, because it's not a Neder to start off.
But why don't we say, instead of saying there's an unlimited time limit, the saying is I'm not going to sleep, and say, and for 5 minutes he didn't sleep, and he was Mekayim his Neder.
In other words, what you're saying is, we can interpret the Mishnah, or explain that the Mishnah, when he's saying Koinem Shani Yoshin, he means Shani Yoshin for a day, for 6 hours, for 12 hours.
For five minutes.
For 5 minutes.
I promise I'm staying away.
Excellent. So hold your question for a moment. Okay. In the meantime, the Gemara says, Ella. And now we'll know why we brought this hitma, this machlekes, Rav Marav and Rav and Rav Nachman, because Eladi Omar, probably what our mission is talking about is the case that we're talking about. The Omar koinim einai b'shina l'machar. Oh, that was the case that we had on the bottom of the oven. That's the case where both Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman agree. That was the case that we brought. Now, before we continue on, l'choira, I don't understand. Why didn't the Gemara just simply say, El de Omar, koinim einai b'shina hayoyim? Without the built-in Tanai and the machloikis between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman, which is basically what Barry was asking a moment ago. Why don't we just say that the Mishnah Taka is talking about a limited period of time where a person could, if he wanted to, be Mekayim this Neder, and if he violates the Neder, he'll be Oiver Bal Yachir. And thus, Freik the Ram, if you look at the Ram, the third line, says the Ram, Mishim Deleka Lo'oikma Bo'oimer Koinim Einai Bishina Hayoim, just for today, or just for 5 minutes. It's got to have a poshit. Why shouldn't it? After all, if Itaka said the words koinim einai, there's a heftzer. He said the word koinim. It's an effective neder. So then, of course, it's going to be chal if he kept it to a normal limited period of time, such as 24 hours or 5 minutes or whatever. So Ibazoi, so what's the chiddush? How is it any different than all the other koinims that we've expressed from Daf Beis until now? Mozduch Zayin, says the Gemara, that there must be a chiddush over here that we did not have until now, and that is in this somewhat complicated situation where it wasn't just a straight neder not to go and sleep, but rather a neder not to sleep, tied into a condition of today and tomorrow, like the Gemara was speaking about before. So continuing on now, from here till the bottom of the Amud and into the Amud Beis, we're going to have a number of cases, each one of which is going to be a conditional neder, and each time we're going to have to think about which is the neder, which is the tanai, which comes first, which comes second, where would a Yehuda or Merav hold X, where we would hold Y, as you'll see. Good. So probably our mission is talking about the following situation. I put the Isser on tomorrow, not to sleep tomorrow. If I sleep today. So what did it say about that in the Gemara? So going back to the Amud Beis, that's the case on the very bottom of the Amud. Right? That's the case we're talking about. If I sleep today, he can go to sleep right away today, and there's no problem. So now what's the reason why you can go to sleep today? After all, maybe he's going to go and fall asleep tomorrow, because tomorrow is the Isser. And the Isurei Mizdair, a person is very careful about that. So Ibazoi Freitali Muriat. So Ibazoi, I don't understand now Pshat in the Mishnah. Zotimoro, why would it say in our Mishnah that the person is going to be oiver? Harizabul Yachel Devoroi, this person is going to be very, very careful. He is allowed to go and sleep today, and not be noivis about what might happen tomorrow, because he's going to be mizdair b'yisura. So the Gemara assumes that what the Mishnah therefore is telling us, is be careful. I'm afraid that you're going to be oiver on b'loyachal devoroi tomorrow, and therefore make sure not to sleep today. And therefore, that's what the Mishnah is coming to go and tell us. Let's continue on the Ran where we left off on the fourth line. El Hachik Amar. The Mishnah is now telling us an instruction. Yizoher shelo yishan beyoyim rishon shel tanai. Be careful not to go and sleep today. Kidei shelo yovoy lidei lo yachel. Oh, that's what the Mishnah is. Those are the chiddush for the Mishnah. That if you make such a koinim eina b'shinu lemachem ishan ayoyim, be careful, don't sleep today, because harizeh b'layachal devorei, it might come to the violation of this isser of b'layachal devorei. Mishum shemachik tani harizeh b'layachal devorei. And then the Ran even throws in, if you will, a little bit of a sweetener. And he says, and now I understand why the Mishnah doesn't simply just say osur. After all, in previous Mishnayos, when we said that this should be koinim, that it should be like noiser or pigel or those other things, we said osur. So why did it say over here, Koyim Shani Yashon? Also, why is Harizel Bilei Echel Tfar? Because the Mishnah is trying to tell us, Rab, today, to go and sleep on Hayoim is no problem. Because today, that was just the Tanai portion, right? I'm not allowed to sleep tomorrow if I sleep today. So if I sleep today, I didn't violate anything, I didn't do anything wrong. So I can't say it's awesome. You can go and sleep today. However, you can say, be careful not to sleep today, because I'm afraid if you do, then you might be machal devaray tomorrow. You can't say awesome. So therefore, this is now a beautiful pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, when it says Koinim Shani Yashon, is talking about a case, says the Gemara, the Omar Koinim Einai Beshino Lemacher Em Ishan Hayoyim. And therefore the Mishnah says, be careful, Rabbi Yisai, don't sleep today. Why? There's no problem with sleeping today. You're right. But I'm afraid if you're going to sleep today, then you might come to sleep tomorrow. And you'll be over the Beloyachel Devaroi. That's how the Gemara is understanding the Mishnah at this moment. Frank Gemara, but if that's the case, Ha'amris called Yizurei Mizdayer. You said that this particular case, Moider of Yehuda, even of Yehuda agrees to Rav Nachman that you are allowed to sleep today. And if that's the pshat in our Mishnah, then this Mishnah is a challenge to both of them, both to Rav Yehuda and to Rav Nachman, that both say you're allowed to sleep today. Eli, you're right. So pshita, it must be that the neder was the other way around. The Omar, and now we go to the first case, where there's the machloikis between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman. That was the Itmar right after the Mishnah. It's talking about koinim einai b'shino hayoim. Make sure to be koinim on your eyes today. In other words, today is the isur emishon lamacher, in case you go and sleep tomorrow. Okay, so says the Gemara, v'iloi nayim hayoim kinayim lamacher mai bal yachad dvore ikka. Says the Gemara, so what is it talking about now? So it says, again, koinim einai b'shino hayoim. Make sure I make a neder not to go and sleep today. And Misha Lamacher, if I go and perhaps sleep tomorrow. And therefore the Mishnah tells us, be careful, don't go and sleep. And then the Mishnah tells us, and by the way, if you're not careful, Harizeb L'Yachel Devorah, you're going to be over the Isser and have a dinner Bal Yachel. Now, let's think about this for a moment. What did this person in fact do? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to sleep today. He said, "Al yishon hayon, because shem yishon lamachar. Be careful, don't sleep today, because you might come to sleep tomorrow." Is Dr. Mora the iloy naim hayoyim? If in fact it's talking about that he did not sleep today, kinaim lamachar my bal yachad vori ikar. So if he did not sleep, like Rabbi Yehuda or Marav said, "Al yishon hayon, don't sleep," then he's never going to come to the iser. He's never going to come to be over on the bal yachad devarai. Why won't he be over on the bal yachad devarai? Because if the whole Isser is koinim einav shin hayoyim, don't sleep today, because I might sleep tomorrow.
He didn't sleep today. He fulfilled the condition.
No problem. Everything is great. Right. So he bazoi. How is it possible that the Mishnah would say harizav leyachol dvar? Ela muzach zayn el lav b'dinayim. It's talking about that he did sleep today. Oh, so even though he said koinim einav shin hayoyim, he's going to make sure not to sleep tomorrow, and therefore he won't have to worry about the Isur, which is what Rav Nachman said. Rav Nachman said, Yishan Yam Gizuntai, go sleep today as much as you want, and I'm not worried about the Shem Yishan Lamacha. But if you don't, Rav said, no, don't sleep today, because if you sleep today, you might have a problem with tomorrow. Says Zuk Timara. So what is the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah talking about Koinim Einim Mishina Yoyim Yishan Lamacha. That was the first case in the Gemara. What did he do, Lamaisa? If he didn't sleep today, then we have no problem. Right, because the only problem is if I sleep today. But if I didn't sleep today, everything is fine. Is kinaim lemacher my baliachad var ikka. Once I didn't sleep today, I can sleep 24 hours tomorrow. It's not going to make any difference.
I'm prepared.
Exactly. So how would it say in the Mishnah? El Musaf said, El Lab Benanayim. It's talking about that he did sleep today, even though he said, Koinim, Einai, B'Shinai, Yoyim, Don't worry, I won't sleep tomorrow. I have nothing to worry about. And he did go and sleep today. So then the Mishnah said, be careful. If you sleep again tomorrow, it's going to be curtains. You're going to be over this by Yachal Dvorah. It's Alma. So what do I see from the Lashon HaMishnah and from the way the Gemara is understanding the Mishnah? Alma Isim Benai. That it is possible to go and sleep today. Rav Yudim Rav said, you're not allowed to sleep today. Al Yishan Ayoyim. And if a person follows what Rav Yudim Rav says, and he doesn't sleep today, he'll never be over the B'lo Yachal Dvorai. Zay Bazoi, Al Me'is Denayim L'choyer, the Mishnah is going on the path of Rav Nachman, that you are allowed to sleep today, and I'm not concerned that he won't sleep tomorrow, that he might sleep tomorrow, but the Mishnah tells you, but be careful. Fine. You can sleep today as much as you want, no problem. Just be careful that tomorrow you don't sleep, so you shouldn't be over B'liyachal Dvorai. So the Chayra Mishnah stims with Rav Nachman, and not like Rav Yehuda, Jufta Rav Yehuda. For some reason, the Gemara doesn't add Rav Yehuda, the whole Gemara just says Rav Yehuda. What our Mishnah is telling us is, if the person did sleep, in other words, Rav Yehuda would go and tell you, Rabbi Yisai, if you make this, don't do it. I'm telling you, be careful. Don't go and sleep today. But the Mishnah tells us, what happens if the person didn't listen? Or the person succumbed to his nature to have to go and sleep and he fell asleep today? Then the Mishnah says, oh, then be careful about tomorrow. Because if you're over in Harizeh, B'lo Yachal Dvarim. So therefore, Shanishka Kasha.
So Yachal Dvarim doesn't mean he's actually over it. It means he's vulnerable to being over.
He's susceptible to
that. Susceptible. Thank you.
If you go back to the Ram that we learned before, the last few words, Kadesh L'Yomim. Go back to the
Kadesh L'Yomim. B'Yom Sheni L'Yomim.
Exactly. Kadesh L'Yomim. That's the message of the Mishnah.
Thank you.
Be careful. Okay, so with this, we had the discussion of Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman, and the Gemara concludes that since we're talking about a person that did sleep, so then it's not shver. The whole machlokes of Yudah Merav and Rav Nachman is l'chatchila. Should you not? Rav Yehuda says, be careful, don't. But what happens if a person didn't listen? And he did sleep today. Okay. Now be careful not to sleep tomorrow, not to be over by Yachal. So we answer the question. Ravina Omar, Ravina goes from a totally different perspective, and Ravina goes to the very beginning of the Gemara. He ignores this whole machloikis between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman. What was the first kasha that we asked? And that is, how could it say koinim she'aniyoshan? After all, that is an act. That's an action. Right. That is not a chavtza. And the Gemara said it's talking about, he said, koinim einai b'shina. Ravina said, no. Lo'olim b'kei. Leave the Lashon and Mishnah the way it was. Umay bal yachel, hay zer bal yachel, but there is no chefza. There's an isa bal yachel midrabanon. That what? Minah Torah, you're right. A neder is only chal on a chefza. However, what happens if you go and make a neder on a non-chefza? It's not an isa deraisa. It's an isa drabanon, threw in a bal yachel. Of course, you're not going to go and get malkis for this. Maybe makis mardis,
right.
But you won't get an oynish deraisa, but that's what he means by Yachal Dvoroi, put in parentheses, midraban. I never heard something like that. Yeah, there is. Where do we see this? Vatanya. And we're leaving now Hilchos Nedarim for a moment, and we're really going into Hilchos Minhagim. Vatanya, you have in the Braisa, Dvorma Matar, Vachin Nogam Ben Issa. There's certain things where in different communities, they're Mekel, and of the communities, they're Mach.
Doing Malach Erev Pesach after Chatzos.
Fine. Another example, perhaps, would be Paspalter, where in some communities they ate Paspalter. Remember, we're not talking about Pasakim that was baked privately in a person's home. This was commercial bakery. Some places, as long as all the ingredients are kosher, you can buy it. What's the concern about Pasakim or Bishul Akim? Because of potential taruvis, that it might come the day Chasnus. If you're going to a commercial bakery on the corner and you buy a loaf of bread, it's highly unlikely that you're going to be
marry the baker's daughter.
Exactly right. Yeah, but if you came into his house and drink to
them.
Exactly right. So therefore, in many places they were matir paspalter. However, in other places they were machmir. No, I stay away. I'm not going to. So it says that in the braisa. But others are noyigli iser. Don't walk around proudly in front of them eating a sandwich where everybody knows that bread or that roll or whatever is paspal. There's a big sign saying this is paspal. Don't do it. you're going to be mechal in their eyes this Easter. And they say, well, Yankel, I know Yankel's a very firm Yid, and Erlich Yid is a wonderful person. He comes every time to davening, and he davens Erlich, and he shokels, and all the rest of them, and he learns the daf every single day, and he asks for the kashas of the daf, and he is eating paspalter. So they tzachos paspalter, and he's geferlich. And therefore, it's going to come and be mechalel, it's going to profane the dibur that until now was holy. I was so convinced, paspalter, you have to be machal, and he's making it. And this is, of course, a drabbanim, because the whole Isser is a drabbanim dik Isser. We're not talking about Isurim deraisa, where some people say, oh, well, it's really mutter min ha-Torah, it's just I'm being noy Isser. So therefore, says Gemara, we see this concept of liyachal devoroi in a drabbanim situation, and that's the same thing over here. And if you remember, in fact, we had this in the round back on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, where on that very Gemara that we were talking about before, the Pi Medaber Imach Yodi Oisa Imach, if you go to the Ran Ubedinhu, it's about 6-7 lines before the end of the Ran on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, right before the new parak. When the Gemara asked, how can you have Pi Medaber Imach? I ain't neder chal only on a chavtza. We could have said a Matzalishnuyle dafili ikoi koinim adibur, a filahachi asim midrabanan, shanadorim chol midrabanan, a filadovishi eimai mamish. Where did we have that? Kenisle kaman, bereish perik beis, meaning on our Amid. What's that little hay over here? Daf tezvov Amid Aleph, right? Maseris Hashas, that's our Gemara. So we could have given that teretz. You're right, there is taka such a din of bal yachal midrabanan on a neder, on a dovisha ein by mamish. However, I'd like to give a teretz, said the Ran, even talking about a deraisa, and that's why I said, so you see that this is already a well thought through concept of a bal yachal midrabanan. Anyway,
it's funny because I remember seeing the family members from Eretz Yisrael on second day Shavuos, driving up in a car in front of our building, and I realized, I'm wearing a yarmulke, I realized, oh, he's from Eretz Yisrael, you know what I mean? So it's
similar to this.
Very similar.
It said, by the way, one shouldn't.
I know. It clearly was some urgent situation.
Anyway, but bottom line is, so we have now two terutzim on our kasha, one that in fact our Mishnah is involved with the machlokes of Yehuda Marav and Rav Nachman, and the second terutz, no, nothing to do with that, our Mishnah is just telling you this new fangled notion of a bal yachal devorei midrabanan. Fine. Nokti Moravaita, and now we go back again to the machlokes of Yehuda Marav and Rav Nachman, and we're going to continue asking challenges on Rav Yehuda. Tanakh. She'at nenes li ad ha-pesach, you have a husband and wife, and she frequently would go to her father's home to complain, probably to her father, to her mother, that her husband's not treating her well, or whatever it was. Anyway, the husband was not happy about the situation, and therefore he goes and imposes upon her the following neighbor. She'at nehenes li ad ha-Pesach. I don't want you to have any hanu'ah from me from now until Pesach. This neder is being made l'moshel on Rish Chodesh Nissan, couple of weeks before Pesach. And he says to her, to his wife, I don't want you to have a no from me out of Pesach. If you decide to go to your father's home, from now, out of Chag, until Sukkot, for the next 6 months. In other words, the Tanai is, don't go home for the next 6 months, because if you do, don't have any hano for the next, until Pesach, until for the next 2 weeks. Okay, so the Isser over here is, for the next 2 weeks, don't have anah. However, the Tanai is a 6 month Tanai, or 6 months plus, right? It's from Rosh Chodesh Nissan until Sukkot, 6 months plus 2 weeks. Good. That's what it says in the Mishnah. And now, what is the, let's see the practical application. Holcha lefnei Pesach. What happens if she, in fact, did go to her base of Vich ad Pesach, sometime before Pesach? Then asur ba'anosoi ad Pesach. Then she'd be asur ba'anosoi until Pesach, because she was Mekayim or violated the Tanai, she went to her Beis Avicha before Chag. In fact, she went right away, right? On Beis Nissen, she went, Gimel Nissen, she went to her father's home. And what was the Isser? She'at nenes li ad ha-Pesach, so she's now let him know until Pesach. Fine, so that's all very straightforward. But now the Gemara asks the kasha, and that is, Holcha lefnei ha-Pesach, Asura, loy holcha, loy. It's mashma only because she, in fact, did go to her father's home before Pesach. Then she's not going to have a no until Pesach. What happens if she did not go to her father's home until Pesach? So then, why can't she have Anoa? She'll be careful. I guess we won't go to her father's home for the next 6 months. So why does it say that? That's why we're saying, if she did not go to her father's home, no problem. She can have Anoa until Pesach. She'll just be careful. Sorry? You're asking a question?
Yeah, just repeat this last
template. The Gemara is making now a deal.
Okay.
That if she, in fact, went to her father's home before Pesach, then she's not allowed to have Anoa until Pesach. Of course, she used up the Tanai. Right? The Tanai was don't go, and she went, so I'm going to stay at a Pesach. Okay. That's straightforward.
Right.
But it's mashma only because she went before Pesach. What happens if she held herself back and she did not go until Pesach? Would she be allowed to have Anoa from her husband until Pesach?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
But right? She's on probation.
What's the probation?
She has 6 months.
Oh, so what did Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav say? Al Yishan Ayom, don't go and sleep today. Shema Yishan Lamacha. Rabbi Nachman said, I'm not worried. You know, so couldn't Rabbi Nachman, this Mishnah is very good. The Mishnah is saying, she can continue having Anoa until Pesach. She might afterwards go Arachat. I'm not worried, she's not going to go. She'll be careful. She's not. If you don't answer now, I'm very concerned. She might not be careful. Don't go and sleep today. So we should go and say, don't have a Anoa on Pesach, because maybe one day before Sukkot, she might still go to a Beis Avich. So, Eibazoi, why does it say that the Isser of having Anoa until Pesach is only if she went until Pesach? Even if she didn't go anywhere, she stayed the whole time in her husband's home, she should still be awesome because she might potentially go at some point from now until Shavuos, until Tisha B'Av, until Rish Chodesh El, until Sukkot, Rish Hashanah, exactly. Is the Chayr HaKasha on Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Amar Rav Abba, it's not shver. When it says in the Mishnah that Holchel Lefnei HaPesach Asura, the Loike, if in fact she did go before Pesach, and now she has Hanoah, she comes back and has Hanoah from her husband, so then she was taka oivra bal yachal tvorei, and there'll be a din of malchus. Loi holcha, if she did not go before Pesach, it's still asura, because that's what the Yehuda Merav said, al yishan hayoyin, so don't go, but if she went, she went. Just make sure, and she had Hanoah, it's okay. Don't have Hanoah from now until Pesach, because it might turn out that you're going to go at some point from now until Chag. But what happens if Loi Holcha Asura Ba'alma? It's an Isur. What is the Isur? Isur is don't go and eat, don't have Hanoah from now until Pesach, because theoretically you might go post Pesach. You're going to go for Rosh Hashanah. You're going to go for Tisha B'Av, whenever you're going to go to your parents. So therefore, it's not shver that Mishnah. When that Mishnah said that Holcha Lefnei Pesach Asura, that she's not let have Anoa, not only if she has Anoa, if she has Anoa, she's going to go and get Malkis because she's even the Leachel Dvara. But besides that, even if she didn't go before Pesach, it's still Asura. Why is it Asura? Because of Yehuda Amarav's concern that although so far she has not gone, but she might go at some time in the future. People are only concerned mizdair b'isura, they're not mizdair b'tna'a. The Tanai is not to go from now until Sukkot. She said, well, it's only a Tanai, you know, okay, so I violated the condition.
But
the Mafreya, she's going to be over the years. Yeah.
Why does she get Malkus? He's the one who uttered the Nader.
Okay, before we get to that point, are you satisfied with the answer to Gemara?
It's a difficult Gemara, so I can't say I'm satisfied, but I'm ready to move forward. I mean, it's a whole lot.
Okay, so now you're raising a totally new issue. The issue that is being raised now by Brother Barry is, why does it say in the Gemara that she is like it? After all, she didn't make the Neder. It's her husband that made the Neder.
He offered his stuff on her.
And therefore?
So therefore she was over she was eating something which was ushered to her.
Oh, so you're saying that you understand fully that she should get the Malkus. But 90%. 80%.
Let's say someone eats something that's forbidden to them. Right. What's the...
Of course, then they get Malkus. So this is forbidden to them.
Who forbid it?
The husband forbid... A person can forbid his stuff on someone else.
So he
forbid his food on her.
So maybe there's a civil suit here. But is Malkus, because he said something?
Okay.
I'm questioning the premise.
So, gentlemen, the machloikis that you're having, or the discussions you're having, is the machloikis between the Ran and the Rambam. Where's this machloikis? Turn now to the bottom here of the Omid. 8 lines, 10 lines before the bottom. Holcha, Asurubana Osi Veloike. Kaloimer Loike he. She gets the Malkus for going and violating. Avulhu, the husband, ain't a Loike. Surely Osi Shemisr. Well, she did. I didn't do anything wrong. I just made the Neder, but I was not Mechal the Neder. I didn't violate. You violated. So therefore, the wife gets the Malkus. The Efshe, the Tonanami, ha, Ashim Inan, Agav Orche. And maybe that's the whole purpose of that Mishnah, as just another throw in, another halacha. The Allah rechiv isura. The isur is on her, riding on her. Avle olav. Klav. Avle ramam zal kosav. Like who? He gets the malka. Sheidira. Now, if he didn't do anything, he just sat on his hands, why would he get the malka? Says the Rambam. Imhene oisa. What happens if he went and, for instance, he force-fed her and put food into her mouth? What he is doing now is he's causing her to violate the neder that he made that she shouldn't have hanah, because he's causing her to have that hanah. And therefore, he gets the malchus. Now, he ain't a loike. Kim do another cloud. Le'shayach bo le'yachal dvorai. She can't go and say le'yachal dvorah. She didn't go and say any divor. She wasn't mechal anything. So therefore, says the Rambam, he would get the malchus and not her. Falesa, and the Ram dismisses the Rambam, the Davadi, who ain't a loike. Nah, come on, it can't be. And he brings a raya from another Gemara. So therefore, going now all the way to the bottom of the Amud, okay, so now he's bringing a raya from the case of the Moshul of Hegdish. What happens if I makdish something, and someone now has a no from that Hegdish? Who's the one that's going to go and get patch? Look at the last few words. Okay, look at the last few words on the Amud. If you're going to Hegdish, who? V'achlu Acherim. Sh'Acherim Loikin on top of the Amud. Al Hegdish, Mishum Bayachel. Alma Mudder Loikin. Mudder means the subject of the Neder. In our case, the lady is Loike. Ava Gavgli Omer Midi. Hilka Chochak Yemrinan. Loike A Isha Koi. So we're talking going on the Isha. So, your discussion before whether he gets the Malkus, she gets the Malkus, in fact, is a machloikus between the Rambam and the Rat.
Me'ilah is different. Me'ilah takes something out of the parasha of Heter entirely, not just for me, but for everybody. If it's in my ownership and I can be makdish it,
good.
I remove it from the world of Heter entirely and becomes Hegdish.
Good.
In the case of here, he's imposing something on her actions.
It's like a Corbin.
So you're defending the Rambam against the Rambam.
Very much.
That's very nice. You're very sweet. That's very sweet. But anyway, bottom line is, somebody gets Malkus with him, he or her, but only if she, in fact, walked at some point to her father's home. She went to her father's home, and she had Hanoah. Oh, then there's a Halicha. They were Mekayim the Tanai, and now there's Malkus. Somebody gets Malkus.
And the Malkus is sort of just like on Hegdish, that the person who eats...
it's like being Moil
Behegdish. So that's the same here.
So what we skipped over there...
We say, konim this or konim that, you're over in Bal Yechal Dvar, because it's made it into a shtick, yes sir.
So if you go back, we skipped four or five lines, where it says it is Gabiyesh Me'ilah B'Koinomis. Is there the concept of Me'ilah by Koinim? Because we're not mamish making the carpets. Like a carbon. So is there din of Me'ilah Mitzvah? We'll get to that on Daf Lamed Hey. But for our purposes, what the Gemara has done is conveniently answered the challenge to Rav Yehuda by saying, Avad Rav Yehuda holds that if you make this type of neder, don't go out of Pesach. Because if you go out of Pesach, guess what happens? You're vulnerable to this Bal Yachel, and you're
going to don't go on Pesach. Don't have any Hanah.
Don't go from now until Pesach, and don't have any Hanoah from now until Pesach.
No, from now until Sukkot.
Okay, to start again. He said to her, don't have Hanoah until Pesach, if you go from now until Beis Avich, Arachak, all the way until Sukkot.
Right.
So the Mishnah says that if she, in fact, left the next day on Beis Nissen or Gimel Nissen, then she's going to be Osma Nosei Ara Pesach. Because that's the Isser. At Nenes Ara Pesach in Telchen. She went before Chag, she went even before Pesach. Is Zachmasha, therefore, from that Mishnah, that the only problem is if it was Holchel of Nei Pesach, then she's Asur Banosei. What happens if she did not come before Pesach? It sounds like then she can continue having as much Hanoah as she wants. And I'm not nervous that she's eventually going to violate or be Mekayim the Tanai by going to her father's house. So that's exactly like Rav Nachman said. Rav Nachman said, Yishan Ayayim, have a good day today. Have as much Hanoah as you want.
It's not parallel, though, because in the case of the Mishnah we're quoting now, it's a question of hana from her husband, chochol lifnei chag.
Right.
The Mishnah is saying chochol lifnei Pesach, which is certainly before the chag.
For sure.
So she's violating the condition so early that it's even before the period of time.
And that's why.
Parallel to Hayom.
Absolutely. That's why it's also, but no, everybody agrees with that. All of Pesach, but no shaila about that.
But it's not. It's
shaila is the deal.
So the deal. So
refrain. The deal is why only if holchal ifnei Pesach also banosai. According to Vira Marav, she's also banosai even if she does not go before.
Because Pesach. It's like sleeping today. You want to be
exactly.
You want to be careful.
Exactly. So why did it say in the Mishnah that holchal asur banosai even if she didn't holchal, she's also banosai? Says Rabba, Avad, the Kund of Yehuda, you're always Osamano because you might go 6 months from now, the base
right,
of Ir.
Right.
However, if you want Holchel from the Pesach, Osurbano, so Yad Pesach, and if you violate that and you have a no, it's curtains. It's Malkis. On the other hand, if you were careful and you didn't go before Pesach, and what happens? You should be careful not to go. And what happens if you did have Hanoah before Pesach? Don't, I told you, Rav Yudam Rab, don't have that Hanoah. I'm worried. But the mice is not going to be in Malkus if at the end of the day, and 6 months from now, she does not go to her parents' home, so she never violated, and that's fine. But be careful. So therefore, don't go and have Hanoah, because you might.
But if she did go
eventually,
after Pesach,
then she's going to get Malkus.
Then she is going to get Malkus.
Sure. No question about it.
So why does it say Asur Ba'alma?
Asur Ba'alma means that the Mishnah said over there that if she went before Pesach on Beis Nissen, she went to her parents' home, that Avada she's also Banah. Because Atnen is sleeping until. So Gemara asked, according to Yehuda, even if she did not go before Pesach, Asur Banah also out of Pesach, it's also to have any Hanoah, because that's what the Yom Rav said. She might go at some point in the future.
Right.
Gemara says, you're 100% right. According to Yehuda Marav, according to Yehuda, don't ever have a no until Pesach, because you never know. You never know what's going to happen. But it says only a holchel near Pesach, asuba nosa. Because if she went holchel near Pesach, asuba no, and she's going to get Malkus immediately, because she went, she was violated tonight by going, and now she had a no, and she's going to go and get Pesach. However, if she didn't go before Pesach, and she had a no, I told you, Sprinter, don't do that. What you did is very, very misukan. Because from now until Sukkot, you might go up. Don't do it. It's like us. If you were to violate it, then you're going to get Malkus. But Lemais, at this time, it's like us. But you don't get Malkus because nothing happened yet. You might come with them.
It's a possible. You
say. It's a possible potential. Is
pending danger.
It's in suspense.
I must say the Pesach Seder that year must have been very, very, very wonderful.
It was full of marah.
That was the main dish. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Zokti Mora Eimah Sefer. So let's continue on the Sefer of that same Mishnah. Achra Pesach. What happens if she did go after Pesach? And prior to that, well, we don't know what happened prior. It just says, "Bayachadvar." If she went after Pesach to her parents' home, she's oyu bayachadvar. So that now the Gemara asks again, what was the situation? The idla is hami l'chnei Pesach. If we're going to go and follow the dictates of Rav Yehuda Merav, that Rav Yehuda Merav said, don't have an no'ah. So idla is hami l'chnei Pesach. If she followed those dictates, mi'ikabal bayachad. So what did she do wrong? She can go now, after Pesach, she can go a million times back and forth, because of the fact
There's no danger, no bayach.
That she did have a no'ah before Pesach, and she discounted the possibility that afterwards she'll violate her tonight, but ultimately she violated her tonight. Oh, so I see from this that you are allowed to have hanoah and not be concerned what might happen later on. Because that's what the Mishnah says. That Acher Pesach, she can be over by Yachav. If she does go home, Acher Pesach will be over by Yachav. Must be because she had a no. According to Rav Yehuda, she didn't have a no. You're not allowed to have a no. So why would there be a Bal Yachav for the Hanoah that she had if she didn't have it? Is the Haraya Lechoyra, Pshita Disanit. She obviously had Hanoah, and now if she goes after Pesach, then retroactively she's going to be over on the Bal Yachav. So that's like Rav Nachman that says. Rav Nachman says, Yishra Yom, Kzuntai.
And worry about tomorrow.
Exactly. So is the Chayyar right, Rav Nachman Shver again on Rav Yehuda. Alma Mesadi. Utiyuvta de Rav Yehuda. Have to be more of the same thing as before. Ki Ketani, the E is Hani, Harizim Babal Yachud Dvorah. If they would have asked me, says Rav Yehuda, I would tell her, don't have a no, be careful. And maybe, in fact, according to Vira Maravi Taka, told her, don't have a no. But she didn't listen. And she had a no. She said, don't worry, I'm not going to go. It's fine, it's good. So she had a no. And then what happens if subsequent to Pesach, she Taka goes home? No, I said, by Yachadur. Of course, she'll be even by Yachadur. Tanan. Now it's going to be just the reverse of Rabbi Yisai. Ah, so gishmak. She'at nemesli ad chag. Don't have a yanov from me until chag, until sukkis. And telchi lebeis avich ad pesach. So this is the reverse, right? The reverse type of situation. He says to her, if you're going to go from now, from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, until Pesach, you're going to go home, then you're going to be osur from me for the next 6 months. That was the tanai and the issa that he made. Okay, so now hol chalifnei pesach. If she went before Pesach and therefore violated the tanai of imtech lebeis vicharet, she went to fnei Pesach. Asur ban osi arachak. Then she stuck osur ban osi. That's a double portion. And says the mishnah baitu umuteris leilach achar Pesach. And after Pesach is over, of course she's allowed to go home because the whole tanai wasn't teich lebeis vich out of Pesach.
And she's going to go home. Believe me, after that fight.
But after Pesach, she's allowed to go. That's fine. Okay, so now that's the halacha of the Mishnah. So let's now be medayik. If holcha lefnei haPesach asur b'ana osay adachak, is holcha asura? If she, oh boy, wow, no problem.
Hello.
It's only because holcha lefnei haPesach asur b'ana osay adachak. What happens loy holcha if she didn't go before Pesach? Loy, then she won't be osur. Say tomorrow, I don't understand why. According to Rav Yehuda Marav, she should not have any hanor before Pesach because she might continue having, although she didn't go today, didn't go tomorrow, but she might go in 3 days from now. She might go in 10 days from now, another before Pesach. So therefore, she should be osur b'ana osoy until Pesach. Why should she be osur b'ana osoy Pesach? Because I don't know what's going to happen, right? She said, if I go to my father's home until Pesach, I should go and be osur. The Gemara said, the Mishnah says that it's only osur if holcha lefnei Pesach. Even if loy holcha the first couple of days before Pesach, but she eventually went before Pesach, then she's also gonna, it should be osur, therefore from the first minute. Don't have any hanor right now, because from now until Pesach, she might go to her father's home. So why does it say only osur hanor if holcha lefnei Pesach, even if she did not holcha, today is Beis Nissen, today is Gimel Nissen, Dalin Nissen, don't have a no, because you might go on Yud Nissen, you might go on Yud Dalin Nissen, you're going to go on Erev Pesach to wish them a good Yontif. Omer Rava, Kuwa Dinda Filo Loi Holcha, same terrors as before. In fact, here it says Omer Rava, on the Omer Alva says Omer Reb Abba, in the Oiz Vahodr, New Gemaris, it says that the Girsa here should also be Omer Reb Abba, like we had in the Omer Alva. So Omer Reb Abba, the same thing. Kuwa Dinda Filo Loi Holcha Asura. Even if she did not go on Beis Nissen and Gimel Nissen and Dalet Nissen, don't have Hanor, because eventually you might go Ad HaPesach, you might go on your Dalet. But however, Holcha, if she did in fact go, the Mishnah says, Holcha Mnei HaPesach, Asur Bana Osei, don't have Hanor. And if she does have Hanor, then Loike, because obviously there's been a violation of the Bal Yachel. But Loi Holcha, if she did not go, Asur Balma, don't have any Hanor until Pesach, because until the last moment she might go still to Pesach, to her parents' home. But there's no Malkus if she goes and has Hanor. Just make sure that Loi Holcha, that she shouldn't go. So basically the same discussion as before. And we go on to another parallel discussion, Meisvei. Nochem Lakasha. This is no longer Mishnah's a Braisa. Stay in the Braisa.
This is a challenge I do on Rav Yehuda.
Everything Rav Yehuda. Alt is Rav Yehuda. Zok to Braisa, Kikar Zu, Olai Hayoim Im Eilech Lemokim Ployni Lemochor. This Kikar Zu, you see this loaf of bread here on the table? Olai Hayoim, I'm not going to eat it today. If I'm going to go Lemokim Ployni Lemochor, if I'm going to go tomorrow. Now this is just like the same case of Rishon. Koinem Eina Mishina Hayoim, Im Mishon Lemochor. So he's saying, Koinem this Kikar Olai, if I do something,
right.
So it's the same thing as the first machloek is between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman. Same thing. Kikazulai, Yarim Eilam Machar Plein Lamachar. Ochal, if he went and ate the kikar today, Harizeh Bebal Yelech, then make sure, don't go tomorrow. That's a double portion, right? Kikazulai, Yarim, I'm not allowed to eat this kikar today if I go Lamachar Plein Lamachar. So what happens if I ate it today? Then don't go tomorrow. Izokti Mora, is the Choyde Shver, on Rav Yehuda. Why is it Shua on Rav Yehuda? Why is it saying, Ochal, if he ate it today, Harzibal Yelech, could Rav Yehuda, you're not allowed to eat it today.
Right.
It's Asur,
right,
because maybe he's going to go tomorrow.
Susceptible, right.
So why would it say Ochal that he ate it? The Mishnah is not giving you a manual and saying you're allowed to eat it today because we hold like a Nachman and we're not concerned. What it's saying is if he violated the admonition and the warning of Rav Yehuda and he did eat it, then obviously you have to be careful about tomorrow. But he's not saying that you should eat it today. No, of course you should not eat. But if you did, then be careful, don't walk tomorrow. What does the Braisa continue now? Halach, what happens if in fact he did go? In other words, he ate the kikar today, and he went the next day. Harizeh bebal yachel devorei.
Right, shita.
So now the Gemara asks, mahalach loy. Why doesn't it say instead in the Mishnah, the mahalach, that since according to Rav Yehuda Amarav, you're not allowed to eat the kikar today, so the assumption is that he did not eat the kikar today, and therefore, mahalach, that tomorrow he can go for a ride, he can walk, he can take a scooter, he can go and run, he can go whatever he wants. Then he would be able to mahalach lamach and plain in lamachar. That's what the Mishnah should go and tell you. That since he couldn't review the marav, he's going to be careful about not eating today, right? It says, ochal, if he did eat, then harizem babal yelech. Then the natural, what the thing should, the Braisa should say is, but if he did not eat, like Rav Yehuda told him to, then mahalach, that tomorrow he can go, no problem. Why would it go and tell you halach harizim b'alyach that you go and say mahalach since you were careful not to eat today, that you didn't eat today, gaitzkizim to eat tomorrow? Kashan of Yehuda, on Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says you're absolutely right. That probably would have been the better halacha to teach us. Who did the listening mahalach? He could taka say that today I didn't eat and therefore tomorrow I can walk as much as I want. Since in the reisha I had to use this past term. You're not allowed to say oichel, because according to me, you're not allowed to eat today. I'm nervous that tomorrow you're going to go and walk. However, since it said in the reisha ochal that he violated the warning of Rav Yehuda and he did eat, Tani Sefer Halach, for consistency and style, it says ochal, parallel, halach. But you're right. And Echanami, what it could have said, what it should have said is,
mahalach.
If I didn't eat today, then tomorrow mahalach, he can go to Mokum Ploidi, no problem, because he didn't eat today. Okay, that of course was, if you will, a little bit challenging, not only to Rav Yehuda, but also to me learning the Gemara. But the next piece of Gemara is very simple. We had virtually identical Gemara back in Masechtas Ksubas. Zok the Gemara, we said at the end of the Mishnah, Ima l'isha koinim shani, really, l'ishtoi, koinim shani mishamshach, I make a koinim upon you that I'm not going to have tashmish with you. So if Chas HaShom, he has tashmish, then to be oiv. Frey Gemara, v'am mishtabidla. So he has to go and provide her with oina. Oina means living together with her. How can he go and make a neder and take away her rights? He didn't go and say, I'm asring hanoa of tashmish on you. He's rather saying to her, I'm asring the hanoa of your tashmish on me. The hanoah that I would have of living with you, I prohibit that on me. And therefore he is saying that I don't want this hanoah, the omer of kahana, tashmishi olecho olayich koifen oisa umisham shosai. The shabuda mishav this lay. Hanoah tashmishcha olay osir, shemachin levi odom dobra osir olay. Even though, bottom line, what he's doing is...
Effectively the same thing.
Effectively the same thing.
It's symmetrical lawyering. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good lawyering. It depends how you go and express yourself.
Right.
If you're going and saying that I'm going to aser hano upon you from me, that you're not allowed to do. The Torah says you have a chiyav of oinu. However, if he says, I'm asering having hano from you, if that's what the husband says to the wife, that you can do. And not only that, you have to be careful not to violate his neder because he asked it upon himself having that hano. So you can't force him to go and live with his wife. He's going to have hano. He's going to be over by Yachel.
Not going to get much hano, don't worry.
And that's the conclusion of today's Gemara Miachim. Tomorrow we start a brand new Mishnah. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi.